Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.
Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-horn. Oh, yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Proud to be an American.
Talk about D-Day.
D-Day. Right. How about some poetry?
Oh, get her
Let's
done.
Do that. Waddy Mitchell, Vietnam veteran.
Yeah.
Waddy Mitchell
is
riding along with us. Just talks a little bit about that. This is Bristlecone Pine.
Staunch in conviction, heart twisted and ancient, surveying the world from its perch in the cold. The bristlecone pine through millennia watches as new chapters open on stories too old. It watched as the young ones were schooled in tradition and watched generations each march off to war. Then watched as their soldiers returned broken-hearted, just longing to sleep as they had before war. 'Cause war's never over for memory or dreams, and innocence lost ain't important, it seems. Oft woke, being soaked through in sweat, fear, and screams, which make both your head and heart pound. You still drop at the pop of a sound, 'cause you're stuck on some old battleground. The bristlecone whispers to wind in the valley the wisdom of ages that live on the shelf. How humans are warlike by nature, and oddly the only real threat to their kind is their self. They war over thought, and they war for religion. They war for a prize just the size of a throne. How many more young will they send off to battle before they start helping the heart to get home? 'Cause war's never over for memory or dreams, and life ain't as precious as claim, so it seems. Oft woke, being soaked through in sweat, fear, and screams in pain worse than most can conceive. Trying hard to hold on and believe, but feeling forgot and deceived. Oh, and dying of PTSD. Staunch in conviction, hard twisted and ancient, surveying the world from its perch in the cold. The bristlecone pine through millennia watches as new generations prepare young for war.
Man, that's just a powerful piece of writing.
Oh, there. Man, I'm so thankful for people that have words.
Oh, and know how to use them.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that we don't think about. We think about those that went to war. We think about those who lost their lives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We think about the ones that come back, but we don't know about the internal scars.
But they don't come all the way back, do they?
They leave part of themselves there.
Yeah, they
really do. And I'm sure, well, Waddy, that poem shows you some of the demons that he has to fight in his life.
Still, daily.
Yeah, after coming back from war.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And can you imagine the nightmares of a surviving member of D-Day?
No, I cannot. Can't even go there.
No.
But, man, what a... humbling opportunity, you know, to do a little research on this.
Well, and remember this and try and reverence those who never came home.
Right.
And I'm going to jump right in here, and I just want to talk just a little bit about perhaps divine intervention.
Amen.
All right.
Yes. And there was.
There was a lot of young men praying, no matter what your religion was. Mm-hmm. There were men, there were chaplains attending to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is interesting because D-Day was originally scheduled on June 5th.
Right.
Yeah. And because of weather.
Can make it.
It was postponed, and the weather actually helped the Allied invasion.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me
that no, you can't.
A loving Heavenly Father wasn't looking down on mm-hmm. these young men mm-hmm. and said, okay, you guys hold up one day.
Yeah, give it a day.
Yeah, I'm going to help you out here.
Yeah.
Who knows what would have happened if the weather was good on June 5th? Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
But anyway, it was postponed to June 6th, and I guarantee there was a lot of divine intervention.
Well, and there, I want to bring up something that we don't think of an awful lot.
Yeah.
You know, there were Germans over there that were not...
Yeah,
they didn't buy in on this, but they were forced into it.
They were forced into it, and there were a lot of good enemy soldiers mm-hmm. That lost their lives because of tyrants.
Exactly, because of little man syndrome.
Yeah, little man syndrome. There you go. There was a bunch of that.
Yeah,
you betcha.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to end our show
mm-hmm.
Here this week. But Brent Hill is riding along with us. This is a great song. I love this one. It's entitled, Not a Soldier.
I see in your eyes your heart is hurting. You're a mountain of muscle and a trained combat veteran. You're an infantry warrior. You can kill or restrain. You'll follow an order through hellfire and pain. But your war never ended, and it never will. There's scars on your heart that never can heal. The world keeps on turning, the days turn to night. Your family needs you, but you're lost in the fight. I'm not a soldier, and I never will be. I've taken for granted what it costs to be free. So tell me your story, and then tell it again. I'm not a soldier, I will be a friend. Let me ride beside you through Kanawha River Valley and the mountainside battle where the Taliban rallied, the hot rush of war turns fear into fire, and the revenant's reckoning is your only desire. And I'm not a soldier, and I never taken for granted.
costs to be free. So tell me your story, and then tell it again. I'm not a soldier, I will be your friend. That's what it takes. I'll call to the heavens for heaven's sake. Hold on and keep fighting, for you always will be an American soldier. American soldier, a hero to me.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Wait.
Well, you know.
There's more information.
Oh, there's so much there. Remembering D-Day, ladies and gentlemen. Remember those who went, those who came home, those who didn't come back, and those who had to stay home and keep the home fires burning.
Absolutely. You know, they were all part and parcel in this sacrifice.
Right. Yeah. And, of course, the soldiers of Omaha Beach were the ones that met the most resistance.
They got hammered, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Gold Juno Sword in Utah, they all met resistance, but nothing like Omaha Beach.
Yeah.
Well, the beaches were finally secured on June 11th, and like I said before, there were 326,000
Allied troops
on the ground and ready to put an end to World War II.
Absolutely, yep. And they did.
Yeah, they did. It was awesome. So
was it long after that?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And the little man.
Yeah. Remember. And remember those folks in your prayers.
Well, thank a teacher.
Yeah, there you go.
If you know something.
Yeah, right.
You know, for teaching you English.
Thank a farmer if you ate something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank a soldier because we're speaking English.
You have your freedom.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, want to remind everybody of the Letterbuck Fest coming up.
Letterbuck!
June 24th at the National Historic Trail Center. You betcha, our buddy Kent Rollins.
Yeah.
And Bren Hill are going to be there with us, and we're just going to be having a great old time. Two different programs, one during the day. We'll do Taste of Cowboys, some taste testing, some goofing off that way. Then 7 p.m. at the Frontier Brewery, there's going to be a night show with Kent, Bren, and I.
Sign me up.
Yeah, so during the day, that's free, open to the public. At night, go get your tickets, nhtcf.org. nhtcf.org.
I will.
All righty. And folks will want to stay tuned for next week.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because I finally get it. I finally understand. So stay tuned.
Okay.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
D-Day there.
Oh, boy.
Tell you.